You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sokoski. It looks like Syracuse Common Councilors are ready to put up some opposition to parts of Mayor Ben Walsh's budget proposal. They got a first crack at hearings and possible changes to the budget Tuesday, which includes raises to both basic property tax rate and water charges. Council Finance Chair Tim Rudd says residents are already paying more every year because the assessed value of properties go up.
Will this tax increase make it so fewer houses have plywood over their windows? I don't think it will. I think it might make it so there's more. That doesn't work. So yeah, we have complicated problems and there's no easy solutions, but raising taxes needs to be seriously thought about.
Rudd supports some of the mayor's priorities, such as more street repair, but not if residents have to pay more.
You don't need to raise the rate to figure out that we need to fill in more potholes. We need to raise taxes to have $500,000 to get one crew to go around and fill potholes. We need to do that already.
Council President Helen Hudson also believes the city isn't ready to increase the burden on taxpayers when there are numerous tax-exempt properties.
We're very constrained when it comes to how we can take care and deliver services. We haven't had a tax increase since 2011, and we have to look at the way that we're charging and dealing with some of the bigger institutions.
Hudson wants those hospitals, colleges, and other nonprofits that don't pay property taxes to take on some of the cost of city services. She supports some of the mayor's other priorities, such as expanding the use of police body cameras.
Anything we can get in grant money, I'm all for. And I particularly think that, you know, we have a lot of cases of where they're saying over excessive force and different things happen. And I think it protects both parties because then we get a clear-cut view of what actually transpired.
Budget review for councilors started Tuesday. There is a public hearing on the budget April 30th. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.